Gute Sicha ist Chelik Tezvav, Parsha Lech Lecha, Sicha Aleph. Es steht in Mishnah, the Mishnah tells us, Asara Deiris Menech Vad Avram, there are 10 generations from Noach till Avram, Leidia, Kama Erech HaPayim Lefonav, to tell us how patient Hashem is, Shekola Deiris Hay Machisim Boim, that all those generations were constantly angering Hashem, until Avraham Avinu came along and he received reward for all of them. The reward that they all deserved, he received it. So we have to understand about this Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Since the Mishnah tells us, as the Mishnah itself tells us, that these 10 generations were angering Hashem, so then what kind of reward did they deserve, which is what Avram collected, the reward that they deserved? What kind of a reward do they deserve for angering Hashem? Noch mer, even more. Frier zog the Mishnah, earlier the Mishnah says, Asara deis ma'odim ad Noach, there are 10 generations from Adam till Noach. Lahidia kama erech apayim lefanav, also to tell us how patient Hashem is, that all these generations were angering Hashem, until finally he brought the waters of the Mabul and he wiped out the entire civilization except for Noach. So in this part of the Mishnah, it doesn't add anything as Noach kibul schar kulam, that Noach received the reward that they deserved. Once it's verstandig in Pashas, and we can understand why the Mishnah doesn't say that. Since all those generations were angering Hashem, therefore they didn't earn any reward, and therefore the Mishnah doesn't say that Noach received their reward. There is no reward. So according to this part of the Mishnah, it becomes even more difficult to understand. By the Asara Deiris Menech Vad Avram, why is it that by the 10 generations from Noach to Avram, Velchazanik Erich Given, which were also angering Hashem, Firta is the Mishnah as Avram kibul schar kulam. Why does the Mishnah conclude that Avram received their reward? What reward? Farah mefarshim, there are mefarshim was far emferen that answer it in this way: as yede mensch hot far ois bashtimten chelikin Gan Eden, that each person has a portion of Gan Eden set aside for them. But if that person behaves in a way that they don't deserve the Gan Eden, and therefore receives his share in Gehenim instead of in Gan Eden, so then another person comes along, somebody who did merit to receive a portion of Gan Eden, and therefore takes his own share plus the share of that person that didn't end up getting it, this person that did merit gets his share too. And therefore they explain that that Avram received that share of Gan Eden which all those generations forfeited, so he received them. But according to this it becomes difficult in the first part of the Mishnah, for those 10 generations between Adam and Noach, since they also angered Hashem, and Noach was the righteous person of the generation, so that Noach too should have taken all their shares in Gan Eden. From the Asaras there is Gan Eden. Mefarshim Zainin is Masbir, so there are commentaries that explain it as follows. Since Noach did not pray for the people of his generation, he wasn't busy, he wasn't dedicated to bring the people of his generation close back to Hashem, and to perhaps affect them in such a way that they should behave properly. The Ribur is Zain. And therefore his merit wasn't great enough that he should receive all of their shares in Gan Eden. Mashenken Avram, whereas Avram was hot mefasing v'en elokusu ba'olam, As you know, Avraham Avinu publicized godliness into the world. B'shem Hashem Kel Olam, as the pasuk says, he called out the name of Hashem, the master of the world, and he made it known to the people. Unot Makariv Giva mentioned some Eivishin, he brought people close to Hashem. The Chazal Zognei from Pasuk Vesanevish also B'charon, as our sages tell us about the pasuk and the people that he brought in Charon. That they say that what it means is he was Makariv people in Charon, he brought people close to Hashem. That's the people that he made. And therefore he did merit that he received all of their shares in Gan Eden, all the people that didn't deserve. But it still leaves the question on them, since we must accept that all those people that existed from the time of Adam until the time of Noach also had their share set aside for them in Gan Eden. V'al Adam Gan Eden, because every person has a share set aside for them in Gan Eden, as we mentioned before. And since Noach did not deserve and therefore didn't receive their reward, their share in Gan Eden, because he lacked the merit to be able to receive all of their shares in Gan Eden. So what happened to their shares in Gan Eden? Who took those shares in Gan Eden? And we can say, that nobody received it. There was nobody deserving, so nobody received it. Can't say that. Gan Eden stayed. Because what does it say in the Torah about Gan Eden? That Hashem placed Adam and Rishon into Gan Eden to work it and to protect it. And la'acha chetei tzadas is the Gan Eden der ord from Kabbalah Saschar for them of the Eler Mach Mitzvah. And after the chetei tzadas, where Adam and Rishon was banished from Gan Eden, so now what is the function of Gan Eden? It's the place where you receive reward for la'avda. La'avda means the work that you do in the 248 proactive mitzvahs. On the shamra and for guarding, what does guarding mean? Elu shasa mitzvahs le'isasa, the work that you do in protecting yourself from doing an aveira. In Olam Hazeh, you do all that aveira in Olam Hazeh, and that's the place where you receive your reward. Gan Eden is bashtim fadem Adam mit a tachlis and sealed. In other words, Gan Eden has a purpose. It was created with a purpose in mind. Ken doch nish gemold sein as an ort in Gan Eden, so bleiben ledig. So you can't say that there should be a space in Gan Eden that's left unused, unfulfilled, that doesn't serve as function. Befrat an ort was is keil chalokim von alle menschen von zen deures. Especially talking about the space in Gan Eden, the area in Gan Eden, which includes people from 10 generations, and it's not talking about ordinary generations, the people then lived for hundreds and hundreds of years. So therefore we must say that somebody must come along and bring meaning and bring purpose to the Gan Eden for all of those people that had a portion of Gan Eden set aside to them, 10 generations worth. So therefore something must have happened to that. We can't say that it just went to waste. Muzmin the Ribbe Zog, and therefore we must say, as the Asara Deiris Ma'odem Va'noyach, ha'melachat chil nishgat kan shum tzugetelt necheilik schar. So we have to say, therefore, that the 10 generations, since the Mishnah doesn't say that Noyach received the reward, in other words, nobody received their portion in Gan Eden, so we must say that those 10 generations, there was no section in Gan Eden set aside for them. Medafa befashtein, but so then we have to understand it was eine zeh mit zeh machisim given anders und erge von der zweite Asara Deiris. So then we have to understand why are they different than the second set, the second 10 generations between Noach and Avram, who also angered Hashem, but they for some reason did have a share set aside for them in Gan Eden. Whereas the people from the first ten generations did not have a share set aside for them in Gan Eden. So what is the difference between the two? Gimel. Also, we have to understand v'asabachla the chiddush from the Mishnah as the Eibishter is on erech apayim. What is the Mishnah trying to tell us? That Hashem, it comes along and tells us some novel idea that Hashem is patient. This is something that is clearly stated in the pasuk. Hashem keil erech apayim. In the Yud Gimel Midas Harachim, it says Hashem is has a long of anger, meaning to say he delays his anger. And as Rashi himself says, that this refers not only to tzaddikim but also to rishayim. In other words, it's clearly stated in the pasuk. Why does the Mishnah have to teach us this lesson, which is clearly stated in the pasuk? The pashtus kumtois. It would seem that it would seem to be as their chiddush from the Mishnah is kama erech apayim, that the Mishnah is not telling us that Hashem is patient, but how patient he is. It gives a parameter for his patience. In pasuk vet nishdaman bizvifel es tzitzich der neivishnes erech apayim, because the pasuk doesn't say how long his patience goes on. The Ribazag the Mishnah, so therefore the Mishnah comes along, Laidia Kama, it tells you how long his patience lasts. As the Eibishter is Mayrach Av, Bizafilus Asoradiris, that for 10 generations Hashem curbs his anger, even though people are angering him. So that's what the Mishnah is telling us, that it goes on for 10 generations. Medafa Bafashtain, but we have to understand, Vos is Takedi Asbaradafun. What is the reason that it is for 10 generations? Why does it go on for 10 generations? And what is it about 10 generations, which is the number that Hashem allows his patience to go on and not to get angered? Because the Mishnah makes an issue of it, tells us that this is the amount, so we have to understand what is so unique and special about this amount. So we'll understand all of these questions by explaining another point. The Seder HaMishnayis is doch eisgestalt bediuk. We know that the order of the Mishnah, the way Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi organized the Mishnah, is very specific. Especially Mishnahs which show up in the same Perik. There is discussion in the Gemara about whether if there's a machloikis and then there's a stam mishnah, whether we paskin according to the stam mishnah, if it comes first or comes second, and especially if it's in the same chapter. The rule doesn't always apply if it comes in a later chapter, but in the same chapter it is with a specific order. And since the order is very specific and particular, the question is, what is the shaykhus from the Mishnah from Asara Deiris Ma'adam to the Friedige Mishnah by Asara Mamoris Nivra Olam? What is the order? Why does the Mishnah of the 10 generations from Adam till Noach and so on, why does that follow the first Mishnah, which says that there are 10 statements which Hashem used in order to create the world? So why is this the follow up? If you'll say that it's talking chronologically, because that's what happened first, Hashem created the world with his 10 statements, and then from Adam till Noach was 10 generations, then from Noach till Avram was another 10 generations, so it's going in order of the events. Because the 10 generations from Adam till Noach started right after the creation of the world. If that were the case, had the Tanna gedaf magdim zayn de shpetetige Mishnah, then the Tanna should have inserted a Mishnah which he mentions later in the Perek, which is Asara dvarim nivru be'erev Shabbos ben Hashmashes, that there are the Mishnah lists 10 things that were created on Erev Shabbos right before the conclusion of the creation of the world, right before Shabbos started. So that that is still a continuation of the creation of the world before Adam Arishin, and before the 10 generations from Adam to Noach. So then that should have been written before the 10 generations between Adam and Noach. Fadim's man from the Asaradaitis, it comes before the 10 generations. So therefore, we can't say that it's merely chronological. Is the beer in them? So the explanation of why one follows the other. in the Friedige Mishnah wird gesagt, dass Basarim Amanus Nivra Eilam und das lernt uns zwei in the Keinien. The first Mishnah tells us that the world was created with 10 statements, and this teaches us two things. Number one, Li Parim and Rishayim Shem Adam Asa Eilam. First of all, as the Mishnah says, it is the retribution for the Rishayim, for the evil people that destroy the world, that it's a tenfold retribution, because Hashem used 10 statements. They have to answer for each one of those 10 statements. And the second point is Velitim Tzachar Toiv LeTzadikim Shemekayimim Asayilam, and to give reward for the Tzadikim that cause the world to continue. They give structure, they give foundation to the world, they keep it going. So therefore, they also are rewarded tenfold because there are 10 statements. So after saying that, so therefore, in continuation to these two lessons, teachings, in regards to the two different types of people, the tzaddikim and the rishayim. So, li parim and rishayim shema abdim, as the Mishnah says, to take retribution for the rishayim that destroy the world that Hashem created with 10 statements, v'litin schar toiv l'tzadikim shema kainin, and to reward the tzaddikim that caused the world to continue. So therefore, in continuation to this, l'en t'tzveita Mishnah in the zel b'tzvei inyonim, the next Mishnah comes along to teach us the same two types of lessons. Number one, Asar Doiris Ma'adam Vad Noyach, that there were 10 generations from Adam till Noyach, was Di Asar Doiris Zayin Given Rishoyim, that those 10 generations were made up of evil people, the Sabma Abba Given the Melim, which caused the world to be destroyed. The Riber Hadaibish does a Minish Given Lipora, Sheheba Lemis Mea Mabel. Therefore Hashem paid them, he punished them, and he brought the Mabel upon them. Then comes the second Mishnah, the other side of the coin. Then there were 10 generations from Noach till Avram. And what was the end of that? The end of that was that Avram Avinu was rewarded for all 10 generations. So the first one is talking about the Rishoyim that destroy the world. The second Mishnah tells us what happens to the Tzaddikim that keep the world going. That although it's true that all those 10 generations from Noach to Avram were also angering Hashem, since Avram Avinu came along and he caused the world to continue, he brought about the continuation of the world, therefore he brought meaning and he brought purpose also to all the 10 generations up to him, from Noach up to him. Und der Far is given schar kulam, and therefore he received the reward, therefore there was reward for all of them, because Avraham Avinu brought meaning and purpose to their generations, therefore there was reward. Und er hat genommen schar kulam, and he was the one that collected all that reward. But it still leaves a question. What is in the end the difference between these two sets of 10 generations? That it's only in the second set that they were able to, that Avraham Avinu was able to keep them going, to give it a certain purpose. And through this, that he should receive that reward. And in the first 10 generations, that was not possible, that Noach should receive that reward. Which will also explain why was it that there was no reward in Gan Eden set aside for the first 10 generations. And in the second set of 10 generations, there was reward set aside. Is the beer in them. So the explanation is as follows. Al-derech viba melchomes kipshuton. Just like we find by the wars that the Jewish people conducted in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, the literal wars, von Eden is given Zachen was not machrim given. There was in the spoils that they took, the booty, the loot that they took from the war effort. There was certain things that had to be destroyed. They were not permitted to keep it. They had to completely destroy those things. And then there were other things that were taken as spoils of war. What's the difference between the two? And the same is true also in a Yid's war with the evil in the world, in the battle that we conduct in the evil of the world. There are two categories in the evil that we are combating. And therefore there are two ways, what do you do with the evil that you encounter? There are two approaches. Number one is Zachen Vazainen in Ganzen Ra. There are certain things which are completely evil. They have nicht in sich kein Teuf. They have no good in them at all. Und als solche Sachen darf man arbeiten sein, and such things have to be completely destroyed. Al derech von Schwirosam zu Tarosam, as the Gemara says, that breaking it is the only way to bring purity to it. The only way to purify it is to completely destroy it. Well, this is Mevur in Lekut HaTorah, and it's explained in Lekut HaTorah in the minyan von Sreifas HaParah in regards to the burning of the red heifer, the Parah Aduma. As Parah is Meramazai de Maisim Roim Bezaneh Be'emes Ra Gomem Tzadatzma, that the Parah Aduma was completely burnt. It's the entire body of the Parah Aduma was burnt on the fire. So, different than all other Karbanas. All other Karbanas, certain parts were burnt, certain parts were not, and so on. It says in the Lekut HaTorah that the Parah represents the truly evil, the evil which is completely and thoroughly evil. Because the fire verbrennt man the Parah, that's why it has to be completely burned. Weil ein lo takana ele bitura va'avarosam en oilam, that the only way to fix, so to speak, that evil is you can't do anything with it. You just have to completely destroy it, and that's the only way to deal with it. And the only thing that remains is the ashes. The ashes are used in order to bring purity to somebody who came into contact with a dead body. And the ashes, what do the ashes represent? The ashes represent the desire that one has two things of the world. The desire itself is not evil, because there are uses to desire. There is a need to have desire for certain things. Like, let's say, if a person doesn't get hungry, they wouldn't eat and therefore wouldn't be healthy. In order to be able to eat, you need to be hungry. In other words, desire food in order to be able to eat. But if you misuse that desire to overeat or to eat the wrong things, or even, God forbid, worse, to eat non-kosher things and so on, so then you abuse the desire. But the desire itself is not thoroughly evil. And that's what the burning, the Parah Aduma, reduces it down to its essential desire, the Efer, the ashes, and the ashes can be used. Number two, another approach is Zachem Bozagam Unafilu Ven Begilu Zetmenisht that there are certain things which, even though if you look at them, you don't see that they have any good in them. They seem to be negative. From still they have a spark of holiness in them. And therefore they do not have to be destroyed. Nor you have to work with them in such a way until you can elevate it, until you can give it meaning and purpose. By transforming them from a negative thing to a good thing. The Gemara tells us a story of a certain harlot which was trying to entice a certain Jewish person, and he was able to resist her even though she did her best. And she, as the Gemara tells us, she put out beautiful bed linens and to make the area beautiful in order to entice him. And then what happened was he resisted her. She was so impressed by his ability to resist that she herself converted, and she ended up marrying him. So the Gemara concludes, Matsoi she yitzi'ele be'isr, that those bed linens that she first spread out for the purpose of prohibited activity, yitzi'ele be'heter, she ended up putting it out for permitted activity, because they were married, so therefore they became a mitzvah. So in other words, you can transform the same negative thing into a positive thing, because essentially it has a good purpose to it as well. It's not thoroughly evil. And thus is the hefresh tishin the beda asaradaitis, and that is the difference between the two sets of 10 generations. The raf on the asaradaitis from Adam and Noach, the evil that existed in the time between Adam and Noach, is given ra gomer, was thoroughly evil. Unazara is ma'abed develt, and this kind of evil leads to the destruction of the world. The Dibur had the Eibishter sich in ganzen abgewisch von der, sie in ganzen abgewisch von der Welt, and therefore Hashem completely wiped them off the face of the earth. Hevi alenis mei amabel, he brought the marble upon them. Mashenkin the asodah derishim in Noach vad Avram, whereas the 10 generations from Noach to Avram, chodsh, oich, zei, hoyim, achisun, aboim, even though they had a negative side to them. Doch is zeir ra given in azasug, but their evil was in such a way, such a category, that it could in the end be transformed to good as well. It could be elevated, which Avram did. He did elevate it, and therefore he took the reward of all that elevation of the sparks of holiness, of goodness that he was able to salvage from that evil. And the five shas of Avram Avinu is gekumen. And not so sein Avedim Akayim given the Welt. And therefore, Avraham Avinu, through his Aveda, was able to bring stability to the world. And not Mesaking and Mashlim given the Allah Saradayris. And therefore, he was able to elevate and fix all of those 10 generations. Hatabakum is Harkulam. Therefore, he collected all that reward. Now to get to the second question. The Tam was the Eibishter is Meirachav Bizasaradaitis. Why is it that Hashem has the patience to wait for 10 generations? Shengiret fil mol, it's to be discussed many times, as Eser is a ganzer un fulkomen mispar. That 10 is a number which includes every possibility. It is a number that includes every possible scenario, because it's based on the 10 spheres, and the 10 spheres are what includes every single type of possibility. Was is euch in sich keilul alle shleimusen, and that the number 10 includes every possible perfection. Once you have 10, once you have reached every possible perfection, that is a completely perfect situation. Und Punkt V, das ist in Tzadak Dusha. And just like this is true for the side of holiness, the same is true for the negative as well. The ganzer und vollkommener und fuller farnem von ra, that if you want to get to the ultimate and absolute evil, is ausgestellt in the mispah von Esser. If you've included every single possibility of evil to the number 10, so then you have absolute and complete and total evil, which every possibility has been covered. Von 10 Bechines, from the 10 levels that are included. Und der Far, and therefore, is the Eibishter Meirach Af. Hashem is able to wait for 10 generations. Warten dig mizol tshuvaton. He waits and he patiently waits that somebody should do tshuva. Bis asaradaris, until 10 generations. Das heißt, bis zu der fuller Mosfa Machisin im Baim, in other words, until every single possible scenario of getting Hashem angry has been covered. Over the 10 generations, they've covered every base on getting Hashem angry. In alle 10 bechinas deiris von ra, in every single aspect and area of evil represented by the 10 generations. And once that is reached, so then there is nowhere to go. Everything has been covered. There is no tshuva going to happen, and therefore then Hashem loses his patience. Jeder Mensch wird doch angerufen eulam katan. Since every person is called a small world, a microcosm, so therefore, just like there are two sets of 10 generations in the macrocosm, in the big world, in the world out there, so there are also these same two sets of periods in a person's life as well. By a yochid in avedas yisbarach, by each individual in their service of Hashem. What are they? For a mensch is in Meshach von ganze 10 Tag Arangetan in Inyanim Biltiritzuyim, if a person for an entire 10-day period, meaning a period of 10, is completely submerged in negative behavior, and although he's been involved in negative behavior, everything seems to be going well anyway. Hashem doesn't punish him. Everything is going well. Kenedach meinen, a person can convince himself, as that it'll continue to be good. It's day after day goes by. He doesn't behave in a proper way, and still everything is going well, so it'll continue to go well. As the Pasuk says, that a person will comfort himself, reassure himself in his heart to say, Shalom yearly, things will go well, things will be peaceful, everything will be fine. Even though I go according to the dictates of my heart, I do whatever I want, and still everything goes well, so it will continue to go so. Soiktev dem the Mishnah, therefore the Mishnah comes along and tells us, no. As does vaser had gahat hashpos hatay bizahed, that the reason that Hashem was kind to him until now, hagamer is nishkidabo, even though he doesn't behave properly, is the far vas the eibush there is mayrechav, that's only because Hashem has patience. But does vet nifsigver nochdem bashtimtun zman, but that goes away after every single possibility of doing tshuva has been exhausted. All 10 levels of evil have been covered, then the patience is lost. Und der Rebbe darf tun seine Weide in an Eifen von Hebi Aleim ist mehr Babel. And therefore, a person has to do his Aveide in a way of bringing the Mabel. The person should bring the Mabel. What does that mean? In ganzem Mavatel sein die Inyonen Biltiritzuyim. The only way to deal with it is you have to completely wipe away all those negative things that you've been doing in order to bring things back to a stable base. Aber die Aveide ist nicht masfik, but that kind of Aveide is not even enough. Vom Mabel des seine schon durchgegangen ganze 10 Tage auf Inyonen Biltiritzuyim. Even if you're successful in doing that. But since 10 days have passed already when a person was completely involved, and 10 days doesn't mean literally 10 days, it could be 10 years, it could be 10 weeks, whatever it is, 10 periods. Since so much time has gone by when a person was involved in negative behavior, felt doch in den Jonam Taivim Vaserat in dem vergangenem Zman gekent, und bemele gedarft öfton, therefore, there is a lack all those 10 periods in which he could have, and therefore should have, was required to accomplish positive things, and all that was wasted. And we know that there a person is created with a certain amount of days, and he has to use every day properly. A person is given a certain amount of days in which they have to fulfill their avodas Hashem, and if they miss days, then there's no way that it's difficult to make that up. The Rebbe muzeh zich fanemem idem tzveiter avodah, therefore he has to go on to the next level of avodah from the tzveita asara doiris, which is enumerated in the second set, in regards to the second set of 10 generations. Poel zayin akiyum oichen defriedik etek, that a person has to be able to bring about that the earlier 10 days, 10 periods, also need to be supported and given meaning and purpose, even though they were frittered away and wasted. And this is durch the avoda von ishapchach sheichel anayra, that can only be accomplished through the avoda of transforming darkness into light. Is a mesakan amashlim euch dos vaserot farfelt in the friedige tag, by transforming the darkness into light, so then you can also bring meaning and purpose to the dark days as well. They become illuminated and they become light. And that's the avodah of the kiyum, of bringing purpose to the even to the dark days, and therefore biz in anoifim for kibbutz har kulam, until he's able to receive reward for those periods as well.